In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, God's grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, through our brother and Lord, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in Matthew chapter 8, verse 11. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. Happy Australia Day. Just so happens that January 26th is Australia Day. I'm sure Chaplain Molstad considered that when he asked me to preach on this day. Okay. Australia Day is similar to your Independence Day. It's really the celebration of the settlement of Australia by the English on January 26, 1788. The 11 ships landed in Sydney Cove. So, for your information, Australia is about 8,500 miles, I think this is north-south, so west-southwest that way. You could say that I've traveled 8,500 miles to sit down with you today, to sit down at a feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, when Jesus spoke these words, he wasn't really talking about a geographic distance. When he said, many will come from east and west, he was not talking about miles, but a traveling by faith. A traveling of the heart to be part of God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. In the context of this verse, there was a centurion. He had a sick servant, and so he sent messengers to Jesus to come and heal his servant. Then he told Jesus not to come into his house because he was unworthy, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. When Jesus heard the words of this centurion, he said that he hadn't found faith this great in all of Israel. This Gentile centurion had expressed greater faith than those who had the Holy Scriptures, those who were descendants of Abraham and related by blood to the Messiah. What made the centurion's faith great? Notice he said, just say the word. The centurion's faith was great because he trusted Jesus' word. He trusted that whatever Jesus said would come true. So keep that thought in mind. Faith in Jesus' word is the journey that one must take to sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When the English settled Australia, they were actually establishing a penal colony. It was basically a big prison. And so Australia has, let's say, less pure roots than the United States. Though at one point there were over 100,000 British convicts here in the United States as well. In Australia, there's a thing called the stain. And the stain was to be descended from convicts. and it wasn't spoken about, it was hidden. I was an adult before I learned I had the stain. Most of my ancestors were German, but my mom's dad, his mother was a convict, descended from convicts. And so I had this stain. Didn't know it, but I had it. I probably could have just looked at my life and seen the way that I lived, and it should have been evident to me that I had the stain. Now, that would tie to our text because the centurion was a Gentile. And the Jews viewed the Gentiles as if they had the stain. What the Jews didn't understand was that everyone has the stain. Isaiah had revealed to the Jews in chapter 64, verse 6, that even their righteous acts were like filthy rags, that the very best things that they did were tainted, they were stained. Maybe you can look at your life and see the same thing, that even the best things you do aren't perfect. And that's not even addressing the bad things that you do. We are all stained. We are all corrupted by sin. So how can people like you and me that are stained in this way, whose very best works fall far short of what God demands, how can people like us hope to take our place with great men like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? In the same way that they did is the answer. The Bible tells us that Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Because of Abraham's faith, he was credited with something that didn't really belong to him. He was credited as righteous. All who have the faith of Abraham receive the same benefit that Abraham received. All who believe that Jesus is the Messiah are credited as righteous in God's eyes. The centurion, in the context of our text, believed that Jesus was the Messiah. Just say the word, and my servant will be healed. He had taken his place with the same faith as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The question then remains, what will you do? How will you make this journey to take your place in the same way they did, by faith? Trust what Jesus' word says. He says that through his life, death, and resurrection, all of your sins are forgiven. Paul in Ephesians tells us that Christ washed the church. He washed it with his own blood, so that now not a stain, not a spot, not a wrinkle remains. That you are holy and blameless. So when you look at your life and you see the stain, when you see the sin that resides there, God says that he doesn't see that sin because of Jesus. In fact, God says in the Psalms that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our guilt from us. So believe the word. Jesus' word tells you that you are forgiven. Jesus' word tells you that his death has made satisfaction for all of your sins. Jesus tells you that there is a place for you at this table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So sit down. Believe like the centurion did, that Jesus could just say the word and it would be so. So there is a place for you. Believe, and it is yours. To God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.